Alistair Burns here with Gregory Sikitiu. Gregory, let's talk about the fact that you were able to start this game for the Whalers. Put the nervousness aside in order to get this win.
Honestly, it's just, I think I have to give a big shout out to my vet, Keegan Maddox. He's helping me along the way mentally and, you know, physically with, you know, just how to prepare. So everything he tells me, I write down in my notes and I go over it every game. And, you know, I think it's Keegan has had a big part of the success. I mean, tonight's not really about me, though. It's about getting a team the win. And you know, the team battled hard. It's a great comeback in third and, you know, to score 2-3 quick goals there and to really settle it. So, I mean, you know, we can talk about me all we want, but I don't think the recognition goes towards the team and to the vets that, you know, really helped this team.
I also noticed that, especially in the first 10 minutes, I don't think the Whalers gave up a shot on goal. I noticed that the defensive core was really, really trying. The other thing I noticed was that, especially the penalty kills in the third, a lot of Whalers were blocking shots. So what did you think about overall their effort to help you out?
I think the effort was great. I think we're doing exactly, you know, sticking to the game plan and just getting in front and forcing everything on the outside, especially in a small rink like the Centennial Arena. I mean, it's really important to just, you know, stick to the game plan and block shots. And, you know, they're giving me an opportunity to make a save, and they're also giving me an opportunity to just, you know, just keep a goal out of the net. So big shout out to the D.
The last question I wanted to ask was, how exactly did you come to the Whalers? Because obviously Maddox is a 20-year-old veteran, right?
Yeah.
He's had WHL experience. Payton last year won PJHL Gold Tender of the Year. He's also a 20-year-old.
So I played Northland Midget A1 last year, and ironically, I played against Gemmel. So Gemmel was the head coach of the Cloverdale and Provincial team. And I think what he noticed me was we had early in the season, it was a 0-0 shutout game. And, you know, I think, you know, he said great job. And, you know, I think he just kept watching me because we kept playing him, and, you know, they kept putting a lot of shots. I mean, I was fortunate enough to give him an opportunity to play here and, you know, to prove myself that I can play at the level. And, you know, fortunately, Gemmel did give me that opportunity. And, you know, I mean, I think it all worked out in the end, right? So we got a win, and it was a lot of fun.